KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. An assistant high school basketball coach has denied that he choked a 7-year-old boy at the man's residence in western Iowa. The Daily Nonpareil reports that Michael Doner is charged with assault causing injury. The 40-year-old is due back in court on July the 9th. Doner's attorney, Chad Primer, told the newspaper that Doner denies the allegations and look forward to his day in court. Authorities say the boy was choked on May 21st at Doner's home in Trainer. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker says that's when authorities interviewed the boy. The marks were found on his neck. Doner has told athletic officials at St. Albert Catholic Schools in Council Bluffs that he would not be a part of the school's boys basketball coaching staff this coming season. Well, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved the Southeast Urban Renewal Plan amendment as it pertains to the Ash Street Housing Development Project being proposed by Boos Building and Construction. City Administrator John Lund.
Basically, urban renewal districts are set up by the city, and We can do tax increment financing in those districts for economic development purposes or housing. If you do it for economic development purposes, you need to have a certain amount of money set aside for low and moderate income housing.
The estimated value created by the development, according to Lund, is tax increment financing amounting to slightly more than $1.02 million. Boos had requested TIF from the city to support the project. The council subsequently approved a resolution authorizing an internal advance of funds for the urban renewal project, the TIF agreement for which amounts to $80,000, and it will be repaid through revenue from the tax increment financing district over the agreed-upon terms outlined in the development agreement. In other business, the council was introduced to Natalie Strucker, the new director of the Atlantic Public Library.
I come from Illinois. I was working at the Rock Island Public Library shortly before this, but I'm actually from Des Moines, so I'm not too far away. I went to Iowa State University and then got my master's degree at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee.
Strucker has a background in programming and technology and has worked in libraries over the course of the past 18 years. Two Atlantic residents were among five individuals who have been named to Iowa Governor Terry Branstad's STEM Advisory Board in the Southeast region. The governor's office Wednesday said Misty Gray and Kathy Summers joined Thomas Lassonde of Creston, Luann Langle of Manning, and Barbara DeVore of Osceola on the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, or STEM, board. Other appointees from the area who have been named to various boards and commissions include Francis Parrott of Council Bluffs to the Iowa Arts Council, Cherise Paulson of Earlham to the Criminal Justice Information Advisory Committee, Shelley Bishop of Council Bluffs to the Historical Records Advisory Board, Frank Hermson of Carroll and Monty Neitzel of Creston to the Hospital Licensing Board, and Sherry Clark of Red Oak to the Vocational Rehab Council. The positions are unpaid and effective July the 1st, and they are not subject to Iowa Senate confirmation. The City of Atlantic's yard waste site is now open 7 days per week from 7:30 a.m. until dusk. That was the word from City Administrator John Lund during Wednesday evening's regular meeting of the council. The yard waste site had previously been open only on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturday, and Sunday since March 21st. A camera continues to monitor the site for any illegal dumping. Residents are reminded the site is only intended for trees, branches, grass, garden waste, and/or leaves. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported that a subject submitting bad checks as payment in the area. The advisory comes through the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and says the checks are written on an account under the name of Cameo Smith. That's Cameo with a K, and they include Guthrie County State Bank routing numbers and bank account numbers. If you've received checks from that person, you're asked to contact the Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512. The Audubon Police Department yesterday reported three arrests so far this week. On Monday, officers arrested 16-year-old Travis Theodore Wolf of Audubon for two counts of aggravated assault and one count of simple assault. Also arrested in connection with the incident was 18-year-old Andrew Allen Malloy of Audubon on one count of aggravated assault. Wolf was transported to juvenile hall, and Malloy was released on a promise to appear later in court. And on Tuesday, the Audubon Police Department arrested 26-year-old J. Robert Edwin Pedron of Audubon for disorderly conduct. Pedron was charged and released on a promise to appear later. That incident remains under investigation by the Audubon Police Department. A man from Oklahoma was arrested Wednesday on an assault charge in Creston. The Creston PD said 42-year-old Gustavo Perabello of Hugo, Oklahoma, was arrested at around 4:20 p.m. at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for simple assault. The man was later released on a citation to appear later in court. Also arrested Monday in Creston was 40-year-old Jason Michael Speltz, whose address is unknown. Speltz was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center at around 4:20 p.m. for public intoxication. He was also later released on a citation to appear in court. And early this morning, 37-year-old Delbert Thomas Davis of Clearfield was arrested in Creston on a charge of driving while suspended. He was subsequently released on $300 bond. No injuries were reported following a crash in Union County Tuesday morning, but the driver of one of the vehicles was cited for a couple of moving violations. The sheriff's office, a 27-year-old Kayla Harris of Creston, was cited for driving while license suspended, denied, or canceled, and for having no insurance, accident-related. Officials say a Taurus driven by 54-year-old Clark Feinout of Creston was traveling north on Sumner Avenue in Creston at around 8:20 a.m. on Tuesday, at the same time Harris was traveling east on Prairie Street. Authorities said Harris's 1997 Ford SUV went through the intersection without yielding to the Feinout vehicle at the stop sign. She told officials she didn't see the Taurus. Feinhout said he tried to swerve and avoid the collision, but was unable to do so. Damage from the crash amounted to $3,500. Two state mental health institutes have been effectively closed, even though an aide says Governor Branstad is still reviewing whether to approve legislative compromise to continue funding those facilities. The Department of Human Services spokeswoman Amy McCoy says that 81 employees at Mount Pleasant and the Clarinda facilities were sent layoff notices with a June 30th effective date. There are currently no patients at either location. Danny Homan, president of the Iowa Council 61 of American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME, says layoffs violate collective bargaining agreements and state law. After Branstad sought to end funding for the facilities earlier this year, lawmakers reached a deal to continue some operations. Spokesman Jimmy Center said Branstad is still reviewing the bill, and he has until Monday to make a decision. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.